God bless you, dear friend. Thank you so much for releasing the miracle seed. And I want you to begin to know that the Spirit of the Lord is saying to thee that you're coming into a season where the Lord's going to open up some new doors for you. You're coming into the season where the Spirit of the Lord shall bring some new beginnings your way. And you're going to begin to see that God's going to touch areas of relationship and love as well. You're going to begin to see that you're going to come into a time of healing even when it comes to connections and relationship. You're going to come into a time where the Lord will say unto thee that you're going to begin to do some tremendous things in this season. And where you may have felt that your energy was low, you're going to begin to see that God's going to begin to increase your energy. For the Lord says, take it easy and don't overpush yourself and don't overexert yourself. For the Spirit of the Lord is moving upon thee in an unusual way. For the Lord will say unto thee that some fortunate things are coming your way, and you're going to know it, because God says you're going to master some new things, yea, even in this hour and even in this season of your life. I hear the Spirit says, fresh start, fresh beginnings, fresh opportunities coming your way. I hear the Spirit of the Lord says, I'm moving even surrounding property. I'm moving in the areas of influence. I'm moving in the areas where you're going to be able to communicate so much more easily. For the Lord says, the enemy shall not have thy mind, neither shall he control your emotions. For the Lord says, prepare, because you're about to see some big career news to open up for thee. You're about to begin to see that the Lord says that your labor shall not be in vain, and you will see that you will step into a season of great elevation. For the Lord says, I'm going to elevate your status, and you're going to see changes that where God says, I'm going to enhance even your reputation. For the Spirit of the Lord is saying unto thee that get thyself ready, because you're about to prosper. God says, write, O writer, write. I see publishing. I see speaking. I see the gift of negotiating around thee. I see some very things becoming very interesting surrounding home, surrounding career, and maybe even ministry. For the Lord says that he touches your mind in a brand new way in this season. I'm removing the drainers. I'm removing those that have been taking away your time and your energy. I'm removing those who have wasted your time and brought hurt and pain. For the Lord says, double-check papers, paperwork glitches, especially in the month of October, paperwork glitches, double-check papers, and that is the word of the Lord.
And I further hear Father God saying, this is the season to begin to move in faith and not fear. For Father God says, this is your season to shine professionally. Father God says, this is the season where professional goals are coming together in a great way in a new dimension. Father God says, do not second guess yourself and do not doubt yourself. For Father God says, this is the season to dream the bigger dream concerning your goals, your plans. I even hear Father God saying entrepreneurship and business. For Father God says, this is the month where you'll have the opportunity to bring your ideas before those who can help you get them off the ground and get them to where you desire to be. I hear Father God saying, this is the season to shine in the area of entrepreneurship and business. This is the season to shine in the season in the area. This is the season to shine in the area of the office. I hear Father God saying, if you been expecting an overdue raise or elevation, I hear Father God saying, this is the season of expansion. This is the season to look beyond what's being presented and press in and press on. I hear Father God saying, show yourself friendly, because I hear Father God saying, no more limitations. For Father God says, this is the season where you're going to begin to form a new image concerning yourself. I hear Father God saying, dress for where you're going and not for where you've been. Father God says, new makeover in this season. For Father God says, this is the season where you're dressing for the new open door. And I further hear Father God saying, this is the season where you're going to begin to come into a new arena of friendships and partnerships. Father God says, he's bringing the right individuals to help you get those projects that have been laying dormant off the ground. I also hear Father God saying, this is the season where you're laying the foundation for achievement. Father God says, don't look back. Father God says, don't give your power to negativity or anything that's limiting. For I hear Father God saying, this is the season to look at something in a new way. Father God says, throw out the old and be open to the new. Father God says, stay focused on the now. For Father God says, this is the season that your dream is going to manifest. For Father God says, the season where he's promised you some things are coming forth. I hear Father God says, yay and amen. I hear Father God saying also, don't wear your emotions on your sleeve in this season. I hear Father God saying, this is the season to agree, to disagree. And Father God says, stay focused on your plans and goals. I hear Father God saying, write it down, make it plain, and walk it out. And one further thing, Father God says, be mindful not to judge in this season. For Father God says, in your haste, you may misjudge a situation. Father God says, pay attention to details. Father God says, also be open to endings and completions in this season. For Father God says, this is the season where many powerful doors are opening. Father God says, you're rising and you're shining, and it's your season for recognition. I also hear Father God saying, harmony on the home front. Peace and harmony on the home front. And that is the word of the Lord.
And yes, know that the Spirit of the Lord is moving upon thee in this season. Because it seems as if between now and round about the end of October is going to be a time where God's going to be dealing with partnerships, both business and personal. And yet it seems like these things are going to take center stage. It seems like there's going to be a lot of energy that's going to be going into relationships as you work with the bigger picture of what is transpiring around thee. And yet it seems as if that the Spirit of the Lord shall cover thee, and he shall strengthen thee from the inside out. And yet though things has been draining, and yet God says, it seems like this draining has had an effect on your calcium reserve. So make sure that you get, again, protect your teeth and your bones and get enough of calcium in your body, but also vitamin E, because it seems like something is draining or disposing of your energy and your strength, and you feel a little low, you don't have much drive. But the Lord says, begin to work on those areas and just begin to move into a season of freshness and new beginnings. For the Lord said, I'm going to help you and I'm going to be with you, but you must begin to hear my voice and stay in my presence. So the Lord says, be patient. Now, as you prepare to move forward into the month of October, I can tell you that the Lord will say unto thee that even around the 8th may or will bring unexpected news that may at first shock you, and yet the news could be shockingly positive. For the Spirit said in the month of October is going to be a time to observe events and to reflect on all that you hear, and that is the word of the Lord. Now listen to the team of prophets, and I'll be right back.
God bless you, prophetess. I hear the word of the Lord for you, saying for you to get ready, for God says there's going to be much more responsibility added unto you. And I'm hearing God say something about security, as well as pack your boxes, get ready for the move. And God says that he's sending you forth. And I'm hearing God say something about your passport. Make sure your passport is ready. For God says that he's truly sending you forth, and that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, my sister. And I heard the word of the Lord. God is taking you to new levels in him, new levels in him, new ideas. God has even put an adventure in you. So begin to write it out, map it out. I even hear the word of the Lord speaking about witty ideas, witty inventions, and that is the word of the Lord.
Bless you, Sister Sanuva. I just hear God saying educational favor. There's favor in the area of commercial property, land, real estate. God is granting you favor in that area. I see God touching someone that's close to you, like a child, and in the area of education for them as well. I don't know if you have any children. But God is beginning to show forth his favor, his glory upon you. God says begin to move into his glory, and that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Sanuva. I hear Father God saying, this is the season to dot every I and cross your T's. Because Father God says this is the season where everything that glitters is in gold. So be mindful who you call friends. Be mindful who you trust in this season. I feel Father God says this is the season to show yourself friendly yet ask many questions in this season. For Father God says this is the season of the interview, and you'll be an interview in others. And that is the word of the Lord.
Bless you, Sister Suniva. Thank you for the seed. Wisdom shall be your portion. Knowledge shall be your portion. Understanding shall be your portion. Spirituality shall be your portion. Now, for some reason, woman of God, I looked up and it was like I just saw the 60s. I saw something with like hippies. Now, that's strange. Hippies. Seems like you might do something with jewelry or clothing line or some dresses or something. And it's going to be almost like a mixture of the 60s mixed with something else in it. This is strange, but I'm hearing the Lord say this. You're going to find that you're going to come into a season of much happiness and much peace. You're going to see many blessings in this season, not only spiritually, but also financially and materially. For the Lord says, peace and satisfaction shall be your portion. You will also see an important new opportunity or connection or partnership blossom, yea, even in this season. For this shall be a season where the Lord says your blessings and your dreams are about to manifest. This is a season where the Lord says, guard the words that you say. For this is a season where the Lord says, prepare. Because whoever has come up against you, the Lord says, I'm removing them out of the way. So the Lord says, listen twice and speak once. Be slow to speak. Be slow to speak. And don't let anger have its place in thee. Let not fear have its portion nor place in thee. Guard your thinking in this mind, and know that I shall cause you to rise up, and you will see that I'm going to expose you to new people and new connections, yea, even in this hour, for your gift, for your knowledge shall make room for thee. Now the Lord says something around classes. I see you doing or teaching something, higher thoughts to a group of people that is going to bless you. For many will sit at your feet and hear you teach and prophesy. God bless you, and thank you for your seed. It's your due for your next one-on-one woman of God. It's time. Get your seed in the ground of $588. Bless you.